want to do the sound effects.
Yesterday, we talked to author Simon Winchester about his new book, Atlantic, and he raised the question, what is our personal connection to the ocean, if you have one? You can actually listen back to that great interview with him at thetakeaway.org. But we got a number of surprising number of responses from you with a depth that matches the fathomless floor of the Atlantic itself.
My name is David. I'm a new rabbi here in Miami for about 4 years. We actually use the Atlantic Ocean as a mikveh, a ritual bath. We turn it into holy space for ritual cleansing or for conversion, and we've used it on many, many occasions. I've been here in Miami, and it has become an ocean of holiness.
That's a good one.
Yeah, well, you know, even if it's not a literal place, a holy place for many people, we certainly got a number of responses from all along the East Coast that makes it seem that for many people it's a sacred.
This is Greg from Boston. I live on a boat, and I've sailed out in the open ocean quite a bit, and I don't think there's too many other ways of getting as close to the Atlantic as you do when you live on it. And I probably ended up drinking my fair share of it, too.
He's got some stories to tell, I think.
Yeah. So we heard already David south in Miami. We heard from Greg from Northern in Boston. But we also got responses from people even further south.
My name is Kayvon, and I grew up in Puerto Rico, and I live in Miami. And I'm in love with the Atlantic because I grew up with two absolutes in the Caribbean. And Puerto Rico is the easternmost of the Antilles, so it is never cold. And there's always waves. So the Atlantic pounds or licks the shores of Puerto Rico, and the waves and their majesty keep you humble. But the ocean also opens up your imagination and your wanderlust. What is it on the other side of the water? Where do these things washing up on shore come from? It's education and inspiration.
That's terrific.
Well, who would think that just asking people what's your personal connection to the Atlantic Ocean would draw these kind of responses out of people? We got one from Howard in Massachusetts. He says, during the early 50s, my father was a Canadian immigration officer. We were posted to Great Britain, specifically Belfast and then London. We crossed the Atlantic 4 times, but the most memorable trip was out of New York on the original Queen Mary.
Wow.
It was the last crossing of the season, which resulted in us being in the biggest storm the ship had ever been in. 7 portholes in a row were smashed in by the waves. Our cabin was the 8th, and my bunk was just underneath that window. I can still hear the creaking of that massive ship as we were tossed around like a cork on the water.
Yeah, but Howard, how was the food? On the trip.
I mean, yeah. The food that everyone got to taste
amazing.
Twice.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, some amazing memories caught up. We got one from Mark the Shark in Troy, Michigan. I was a plane captain for F-14 Tomcats on the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower. We were going from the northeast coast of North America to the Straits of Gibraltar. For an entire week, we went through a storm that had waves so high they would come inside one hangar bay door and go out the other one. I think that's about 50 feet across or so. They closed the doors real quick. But it was a trip.
Have you ever seen the size of those aircraft carriers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can
you imagine
on them.
One being batted around like a cork?
No, but you know, that's what we were talking about yesterday. The being in the middle of an ocean, it makes you feel your size, the immensity of nature and your own powerlessness as a human in comparison to the ocean.
Holy and unholy, that Atlantic Ocean.
It's frightening and awe-inspiring. We would love to get more responses from you about your personal connection to the Atlantic, to the ocean. A holy place for you, a scary place for you. 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post your comment at thetakeaway.org.